Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. This is a very special episode.
It's a chilly, sunny afternoon.
It's an exclusive.
Oh, sorry, I was just setting the scene, darling. Oh, right. Okay. But it's going to be an explosive, joyous podcast.
We promise.
Yeah.
We've got Girls Aloud on the podcast.
I just can't wait to meet them all.
I know. The only worry is that...
Hope they don't make too many promises, darling.
Oh, God. I am just worried about there being four different cars that need to get here. How long that's going to take. Also, four microphones. Now, thank God they've all got very different accents. We've got Nadine from Derry.
Yeah.
We've got Nicola from Liverpool. We've got Cheryl from Newcastle.
And we've got Kimberly from Leeds.
Bradford. I don't think we've ever done. I think that we did My Dad Wrote a Porno and there were three of them. Haim, three of them. But we haven't had four people on the podcast before. So poor old producer Alice is about, and also, not you, no, you'll be fine, you've got Girls Aloud on the podcast. There's a lot of microphones and conversations to be had around this dinner table today.
It will be fine.
They've just announced that they are doing an arena tour. Pre-sale's on now. When they made that announcement, every person posted it. It feels like everyone is very ready for the Girls Aloud tour. We've got them coming to my house. It's a Saturday. I'm going off to Australia on Monday, but we can, of course, we fit in a podcast special with Girls Aloud. I'm on cooking duty. You've definitely shared the load. I'm making the wonderful Alison Roman's buttered chicken, tomato, oregano, slow roasted. I've done it, I think, for Rose Matafeo. I know it's a bit unoriginal, but when you're cooking for loads of people and the kids are in the house, it's easier. And then I'm just going to do it with roast new potatoes and a herb salad. And you've got this salad that looks very beautiful, a bit like hummus, though.
If you say the H word again, I'm going to hit you. It's chicory with tahini and parmesan dressing with parsley and baked maple walnuts.
Yum.
But it's an Ottolenghi recipe.
It's in what? Extra?
Test kitchen.
Extra helpings. Mm. Now, we do have a vegetarian in our midst. Nicola is a vegetarian, she says. So you have made something that you made for Thomasina Minor.
It's the courgette and ciabatta.
Another
Ottolenghi
special.
Yeah, another Ottolenghi
ciabatta frittata. That's what we've got. And then for pudding, we have Mum making a quince and white chocolate trifle.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're going to drink. I've got some bubbly that's not cold enough. I've got red wine, I've got Diet Cokes, we've got, you know, I don't know what they're going to want to drink.
I think it'll all be fine.
I'm very excited.
Girls Aloud coming up on Table Manners. Now, that's not our tune, is it?
No, that's The Promise.
That's a tune.
A poor version of The Promise.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud in New Cross. Can you believe it? Thank you so much for being here. I apologise on behalf of, well, the Mayor of London and Amazon and HMV. It's Black Friday. Kimberly, how long has it taken you?
just over 3 hours.
Oh my God. And where were you coming from?
I was coming from North London.
That's mad.
I could have gone back to Bradford, where I'm from. Oh dear! But it's totally worth it.
Well,
these,
you're enjoying Mum's hummus chicory dip.
You stop saying it. It's tahini and parmesan.
Okay, we'll just dig in, girls. Darling, we're gonna eat. We have Cheryl, Nadine, Nicola, and Kimberly. Girls Aloud are in my kitchen. Ooh. We're gonna be feeding you. We're gonna be talking about food. We're gonna be talking about Girls Aloud and the new tour. Okay, let's just talk about this. Rylan has got you, as we talk about this, this is coming out next week, Rylan's got you to number one with his favourite song.
Yeah, for a minute.
The power of Rylan.
That's what I was saying. I messaged him back today and I was like, and he sent me a picture of him with like a bottle or a wine on the sofa in his robe. And I was like, you're doing all this, masterminding this.
He posted that picture of him.
Your robe, your robe on your sofa. Like, we all need to be scared of the power of Rylan, realistically. If he uses his power for evil, we're going down.
I wish the listeners could actually smell the scent in here. Nice. It smells insane.
That's really kind of you. Oh, as a vegetarian, that's roast chicken that you can smell.
No, it might be my fatigue.
Garlic, though. There's a lot of garlic. There is a lot of garlic happening here.
Mm. We've got a vegetarian dish for you.
Thank you.
Nicola,
is that just roasties and veg?
No, it isn't.
Oh.
Because, you know... No, it's not. Mum made it, and Mum is a famous vegetarian, well, skeptic, and she's made you something delicious.
No, it's also Ottolenghi. It's courgette and ciabatta frittata.
Wow. Are you a vegetarian or a flexitarian?
I'm a vegetarian.
How long have you been a vegetarian for, Nicola?
Since like 2016.
I'm not buying it, are you?
She sways a bit now.
So hold on, when you guys
I have
seen
her eat meat since she said she was a vegetarian.
You have?
Yeah.
Nadine, who was it yesterday? I was horrified. Someone said there was a new flavour in the KFC chips.
Me.
You.
Horrified, it's amazing.
No, I said it was amazing.
What's the flavour?
Get the flavour.
What's the flavour?
And the Christmas burger. Have you tried the Christmas burger? Oh my God, you've got to get the combo.
Christmas burger?
It's got cranberry sauce on it and then a patty of stuffing.
No, do you think you should be eating the fast seasoning. Food like this?
It's all the time.
We have kids.
You have to. You've got to try this out. And then this happened before. KFC does this all the time. And this is how they suck me in.
Are you a big KFC fan?
Well, this is how they suck me in, right? This is what they're advertising do. They'll advertise these new things. Like, remember, it was like the gravy dipping burger. And then it'll say, not available in Northern Ireland. So I'm like, if I'm going to go back home for Christmas, it's not going to be available. So I need to get it now or else I'll never be able to get
it. Nadine, you're the only person reading the small print for KFC. I swear to God.
Well, get a gal. Do you know, if you look at it, if he's around to the small print.
Yeah. Loads now of I am.
Will often say not available in Northern Ireland. Mm. So it just jumps off the page. So that's why I had to go get it. I had to do it.
Christmas and what would be your out of 10 mark for the KFC Christmas burger?
Okay, so it was fine. It was good. The stuffing was good. It was a nice addition. But what really impressed me was the seasoning on the chips.
Same.
Now, have you ever had
on the chips?
The gravy from B&M.
What's no, B&M?
These people are too, these are too posh.
What's B&M?
I'm getting out of here.
Is it
what is it?
Is B&M, it like a I thought home was the home place. B&M. It's fabulous.
Okay. Is that like having an IKEA? Okay.
So next you're going to say that.
In IKEA.
Yeah, next you're going to say you have the IKEA hot dogs and I'm going to leave. I'm really food conscious. Like, I'm the one on Instagram that's like looking at all of the label stuff. Like, you shouldn't be drinking Coke because it does this to your body and you shouldn't be doing this. Like, I'm really into it.
Well, look, you've got an apple waste sourdough there from the new in Somerset. You're good with that.
Yeah.
You're good with the sourdough. The chicory, you're going to be all right with. The ciabatta frittata is going to be absolutely fine. The roast new potatoes. No problemo.
Yeah.
But I want to know, Cheryl, you did say something. You said, I've seen Nicola eating meat.
I have.
Since 2016.
I definitely have. I have definitely had bits of meat past.
What do you go
like
to?
Roast beef. If I'm feeling like, okay, I might need a bit of something, I'll have like roast beef on my roast dinner.
But you try and avoid it normally.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But are you doing it on ethical grounds?
I'm doing it on multiple grounds, like ethically, like my love of animals, the mass consumption of meat, and then the what it does to the planet, and then how it affects the body. Like for me, it just works in my mind for me on all of those levels.
But if your body tells you you need it,
yeah,
also, then like, okay. Because you're so sort of sacrificing yeah. a lot of the time, yeah. that's fair enough. I think that's
I'm loving story. Seeing the dynamic of you lot. It is literally like we're back in the early, well, what the early, the noughties. Like, yeah, when did you form?
2002. Yeah.
The early noughties.
Honestly, it is like that for us. It's like we've gone in a time warp. It's actually starting to freak
but
me
can
out.
Can I
a
say
bit.
You don't really? Look any different? You all look as
you're
gorgeous.
Too kind.
So hold on, how old were you when you started in 2002?
21.
19.
During the audition process, I was 16.
You're such a baby.
So was I. Mm. But then by the time the band came around, then I was 17. We were both 17.
Is that the Gemini? Was that?
Oh yeah.
Was that? Were you 17 or were you? I love that.
You're
smart, Nadine.
I was a fascist. See, now you go back. No, I don't care. No, I'm quite happy. I'm 38 and very proud to be 38. Or as a 38. But yeah, no. At that time when it started, it was we were 16.
That's crazy.
And I had done a show before where I was 16, so I had a year ahead of these girls of. A year of fame, no fortune, but the fame.
Yeah.
The downside of it.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
So by the time it came around to doing this one, I definitely had been,
you
I kind of knew
that,
what was
actually.
Going on. I was like, oh yeah, this can really get crazy. This can go different ways.
I wish I'd had that little prelude of...
No, so what were you doing? I'll never forget Nicola's River Deep Mountain High.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I replaced somebody, so they gave me that song, which I was so grateful for because it was a big song
great
and
song,
I knew.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank God it's a massive song, like, and it's not just some like you know, little cheap pop ballad or whatever.
I mean, this is such a treat. I feel like people are going to be so jealous that we're getting to do this. And it's really special.
We're so lucky. Really special. And it's quite crazy at the same time. Like, you don't have many people, like, after 21 years that could sit down like this and just chat like there's never been any time past, you know?
And you're going to go and do this tour. It's going to be a sellout arena tour.
We've also been through, like, a lot personally.
Mm. Yeah.
And band-wise in the last... decade, course, which is how long it's been, by the way, since we performed together.
Over that.
We've all, you know, three of us have become mothers, which is obviously, as you know, a massive life-altering situation to happen. And the loss of Sarah.
Yeah.
It must feel weird when she's not...
So weird.
There's one missing.
Very bizarre. It feels like there's more than one missing. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
She's such a big presence that you're, like, always, like, where is everyone? And you're, like, it's actually only her.
Yeah, something feels a bit wonky at all times.
Right. Yeah. And you guys would be getting a different us today if she was here as well.
What would
the
dynamic be?
This dynamic is set here right now, but if she was here, you'd feel a different dynamic.
I would just be on having a laugh mode. We'd be making plans of what we're doing after this, like, you know.
What would you
I
be
think
doing?
We would be going out. We would be enjoying the celebration here. We'd have something to eat. And then we'd be like, oh, we're south. We're not usually south London. What are we going to do when we're here?
Get the
the info one of who we know that loves nearby and what fun stuff we're going to do.
She loved food, actually, as well.
She did. She'd be talking to you a lot about food.
Yeah.
Do you know what her favourite thing to do at the weekends when we were usually maybe had a day off was to go home, put a roast chicken in.
Yeah.
Do a roast. Like, she loved it. And no one really knew that side of her. Like, obviously, we all know the party girl, Sarah. Yeah, she did love to party and she was a real... fun girl to have on a night out.
Sarah was the girl you'd be out for dinner and she'd be taking the food off your plate before you'd even started eating it yourself.
Oh, Jessie, you'd have gone.
Massive foodie.
And everything she made always looked better than
it was
what
the
you
way
were
she arranged it.
She really nailed it.
Do you know why
it,
she
like,
did? She took time with the arranging.
Absolutely. Even if it was a jacket potato, it was a really good jacket potato with loads of butter
and the way she would
ever just like...
Yeah.
She loved it.
Actually, she told my mum that her roast dinner was the best she'd ever had.
Oh,
your mum.
We've talked about your mum's roast dinner. And that is... So
my mum is wearing that like a medallion.
Oh. Well, we're having a version of roast chicken. And I know you're all starving.
Jessie,
so let's
get some out.
Have you got gravy?
Three.
Well...
Oh my God, stop.
Well, no, because it's a... well, you're not bloody eating it anyway, Nicholas. I don't know how you're
eating it. No, but how am I going to make... I'm a true northerner. I need buckets of gravy. How am I going to make my roasties moist?
Well, then, okay, they're sad. I can't dip them in hummus. Okay. I'm a disclaimer. They're not roast potatoes.
Have you got any
Vista? They're new potatoes that I couldn't be bothered... I wasn't going to peel... I mean, I love you, girls allowed, but I wasn't going to peel a load of bloody potatoes this morning, so I bunged new potatoes.
I've seen a hack the other day for that.
What? Go on.
Apparently, if you score it around the middle...
Yeah.
And you do, like, a little... 1 centimetre in, all the way around, then boil it. When you take them out, the skin just falls off.
Oh, what, like a tomato when you do
yeah.
that with a...
Mm.
Oh, wow.
I'll try that for... Yeah. I'll try that for...
It just like, comes off in one... Yeah.
Do you need help, darling?
A little TikTok hack. Yes, Jessie, do you need any help?
No. Are you and sure? I love you, Nadine, because you've been here for about an hour and a half and you've been offering help the whole time. You are a very brilliant guest and you can come back.
Yeah. When does the tour start? That's what I want to know.
May.
So, when are you going to get all your outfits? And is it going to be leotards?
That'll probably be April. And it definitely won't be a leotard.
Are you sure? It she was... said she thought it might.
Yeah. She could have a leotard. Leotard maybe, but not play suit.
Bathing suit cut, I think.
For you?
It's like, is possibly. Is I would it? I would imagine.
Oh, you're going to go be. There.
Guys, I'm just going to... I'm going to buy in. I'm gonna buy in. I just did my tour and I wore a leotard.
Yeah.
And I am, what, 39? I never it's felt not, more sexy.
Really?
I think you should consider it because, of, like, what's
I
her
think
name?
Your dancers made you feel sexy, darling.
Maybe, yes. That's what Schitt's Creek. Do you ever
yes,
watch it?
Yes, love it.
What's her name?
Moira.
Moira.
Yeah.
She says, take pictures of yourself when you are young and naked. And I think you'll look back and be like...
We've done that, though. Do you know how many young naked...
Do it again!
I how many agree. Young naked pictures we have?
Jesse,
what
are
you going to wear? Like a polo neck and a suit?
No, not an appropriate...
Oh, bore off, Cheryl.
Oh, no, that's I mean, terrible. That, you're gorgeous.
Lenny, is that the way you've raised her to talk to me like that over dinner?
She's so rude.
Isn't that rude?
So rude.
I just think,
it will
you know,
sparkle and spangle in all of its
yeah, sparkly.
Glory.
Yeah. And like...
But it won't be up my arse creep.
Catsuit, yeah. Maybe I can get on board with, but like... Play
guess
suit,
we'll figure it out.
Yeah, no,
not
you
for
don't
me
that,
anymore.
No.
I don't think my children would appreciate it.
No,
actually.
Me either.
Well,
they're quite
I,
protective.
I the And I think the thing about it is that we're raising them, they're not raising us. If my child has a problem with my bum being out, which she did have when she saw the last tour, she was
did
like,
she?
Why is your bum out?
She
Mama?
Didn't
she
say
was
that.
Like, why is your bum all over the place? And I was like, oh yeah, it really, really is. So maybe we'll have like a little more material. But it's for me, I'm the adult in the situation.
Yeah.
They can just...
No, yeah, but they've got
it. I, as the adult, don't want my bum out, so yeah. I'm
no.
good with it.
It's me, I don't want to go into school and having people being like, I saw your mum's... ass the other day on no he's a boy they're lads
but, yeah well I'll have my ass out but I'll
yeah,
do it. I'll take one
for
the
you
team
take one for the team
we never dress like well we do actually sometimes dress identical but we don't have to we
no you don't all dress
Sarah,
it's
going to
be the colour gone. There'll be a colour and then a theme and
We've
then you'll all look
it.
Different
yeah
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah it's just like your personal yeah. style but all blend you know like
so is it going to be all the hits or is there going to be new stuff as well
no just the all the hits and maybe a few little album tracks thrown in there
yeah.
some of our faves maybe we're going to do some like research I think see what the fans actually
oh we
really
know our favourite
what
what's yours
promise
oh yeah, yeah. Sure that'll be there yes.
I'm sure that
don't worry
is that everybody's favourite
yeah, I think it's a big song for well, us for sure yeah
it's a lot
yeah.
of people's favourite
yeah
we won maybe the Brit Award with that
yeah. I loved it
yeah it's a really good
I think
one.
We used to have it on every single night around the dinner table. Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
nice.
We always loved that.
That's oh, nice.
The Girls song. Aloud. So has your rider changed from what it was
Absolutely.
When you were younger? All right.
I mean, we used to eat terribly.
This one.
And yeah. by the sounds of it, yes. these girls still do like, eat terribly with their
yeah,
fast
you
food.
Don't.
I, however... Do not anymore.
Ironically, she was the worst.
I was
you
the
were
worst.
The worst.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, I grew up
really,
on bad food. I'm not gonna lie. By the time I got into the band, I pretty much had two heads.
No.
Four eyes.
Nicola.
I was grey in colour.
I lived with her in the beginning.
And?
She would microwave bacon.
That's all right.
Disgusting.
Excuse you. Microwave what? Like really?
Why?
No.
Jelly,
no.
Cook
to
it
cook from
it.
Raw.
But why would you do that? Because it was quick.
So, yeah. Also, in my defense, like, I have a issue with sugar, so I've got
yeah,
hyperglycemia. No, but I still felt those feelings. I might not have been diagnosed, but I still did feel that way.
What, that
where
you
I have to
salt,
eat,
mean,
like, quick all the
general.
Time. Like, there'll be a moment where I'm like, it's gone. I need to eat right now.
Yeah.
So when in the pop star's arrival's house, it was like, girls, get in the car now. And I still haven't eaten breakfast. It was like, what? what do I have? So I'd literally put microwave in the oven, in the microwave, after ironing my hair cereal on the ironing bars. Board. Cereal bars.
A piece of fruit.
There was no cereal okay, bars. There was no cereal cereal bars yeah, in the
after
house.
After ironing my hair on the ironing board?
Yeah.
I know.
That's mine.
I'd spent
so you didn't eat particularly well. You're all young.
Terribly
but you
well.
Were young.
Terribly
it's like being
bad.
Students, isn't it? You eat badly and you're away
we
from home.
We were in
and
the car like 80% of our life, yeah. You know?
Like today.
Like driving around, yeah. So I guess it was like what we could get.
So what was on your rider then?
Oh, it would be like kinds
we had
of crisps, sandwiches.
I remember even
collectively, though, one thing that we all really do love is the Christmas Pret sandwich.
Wherever we would go.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, that reminds us of being like
yeah.
in the band.
Yeah, popcorn.
Delicious. Yeah. Popcorn. And what would be on it now?
Now it would be
now
like
I ask for them to not put
herb water. Teas.
The best water.
Maybe throw
I have yeah. Manuka honey, 50 plus Manuka honey.
A Manuka honey.
On mine, so when it comes to like that after, sense, I've got like though, racks that's and racks. Ginger. You can luckily open a ginger shop.
Nicola, what's the best water?
It's actually called Icelandic water. And it has a pH of 8.4. I'm going to...
Noel Gallagher bought his own tea bags.
No, I'm like a water fanatic.
What makes it so good?
It's the right pH for your body.
Why? What do you
so you stay hydrated and your body's like an alkaline environment rather than an acidic one.
So these guys think I'm crazy. About the water.
I mean, I'm kind of with you.
But if you taste
as long
this
as you're
water.
You're drinking tap water that's got sewage in it. I
exactly.
Think,
yeah. I've got filtered water, but it's, I don't know
it's not the
pH
same.
Is.
It's not
you got
the
any
same.
Litmus
I don't, but I'm sure if you get one, you'd be horrified.
Wait, do you feel that? Do you genuinely?
Gosh.
This is a genuine question. Do you actually feel the difference?
Yeah. And when people come round to our house and we give them a glass of water, they're like, "Oh my god, what is this water?"
You're like a yep. scientist, Nicola.
She is a little bit.
I'm gonna sound like a proper bore, but I'm just like really conscious of what I put into my body.
Don't go swimming.
Wow. No.
All the sewage and everything.
Oh.
I don't know how we're going to do this, but it's going to have to be, you're going to have to help yourself.
Yeah.
Great,
that's
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Perfect.
It's juicy.
Wow.
There's more stuff. So it looks a bit sad, and I have to say it's gone a bit dry.
It looks
so
amazing.
I'm blaming Black Friday on that, but there's lots of tomato sauce that you can have with it.
No, it looks great.
And please just start helping yourself. Don't, like, dig in.
What's this?
Oh, this, and then
yeah.
I'm going to get you something. That's, you can have that too. That's Nicola's
ciabatta
frittata.
Oh,
that
for me. After the last few days, this is the perfect day just to be fed and gossip.
It is. But how do you feel about this? I mean, everyone kind of grew up with you. You grew up with us. And then you become, I mean, you know, Hunsnet, love of Huns, they absolutely love you.
Yeah,
and
it is
a
funny.
High accolade when you're on there, to be honest. How does it feel? Does it feel completely bizarre to be stepping back into a new world as pop stars and kind of having to navigate yourself around TikTok, even though you are kind of the queens of it in a way too?
It's bizarre because back then,
yeah,
I think because there was such high press intrusion, it was like you protect yourselves and you don't share things. Whereas these days, it's all about excessive sharing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's
like
so alien to us to...
Yeah.
People are like, oh, you should post more and you should share this and you should, like, you know, people want to be able to relate to this. And say, it's so alien because for us, we grew up trying to protect ourselves from all of that.
Yeah.
And
so
it's
it feels
very,
strange.
It's very obvious that none of us are really that comfortable or that good at it because we spent so many years doing the absolute
opposite
of it. And like the younger people that... you know, grew up with it, are so into it, and you're like, oh, I just don't know how you get there, really.
The people in their, what, 20s, early 20s now, will never understand. If we had have said to someone in our early 20s, I'm just going to take a picture of myself, you know, pouting, looking me best.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know.
And then post it with a caption saying how awesome I am.
How hot I look.
How nice my jumper, where it's from. It. You would have been laughed out of town.
Yeah.
And rightly so.
I think I'm too old-fashioned, I don't know. But you know what? Sadly, you'll get really used to it. And it's really weird, and you feel like a dickhead, and then there's one point where you go, oh,
you
right.
You feel like a dickhead, that's the expression.
Yeah.
Who's the dickhead now?
So who's the best chef out of these four?
I think we all can...
We all really like cooking, you know?
Yeah.
We're quite foodie as a group, aren't
we? Yeah.
That we really appreciate good food and we love food and
I've had a restaurant for 12 years.
I had a restaurant
in LA.
Did you cook?
Once. I would go through all the things with the chefs and we would organise what type of things we were doing for the menu, what type of right by the beach.
You didn't
but I
was the
way obviously I had chefs.
Yeah.
But chefs are notoriously temperamental.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this really nice chef. It came from Chateau Marmont. He was an Irish guy. And he just decided to leave one night in one of our busiest nights, which was a Thursday. And he storms out and leaves. And it was like, well, we can't not do it. It was like our
biggest night. Don't tell me that's the night you cooked.
That was the night I cooked.
No way.
Yeah, I
what
was
did
the
you
chef.
Cook?
Well, I had to cook what was on the menu.
What was on the menu?
So then what I had to have was the menu because people were ordering stuff. And then I had to have the menu in front of me. And then what was what they were expecting to get because I couldn't remember. At this point, I was like still in the band. I was back and forth and back and forth. And
sounds
there was a
like
lot of
an episode of the band.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Was,
so I had to be... The thing that I couldn't do, I could do everything else. I had to look and see, like, and the tickets were just coming on and coming on.
Oh, it's very stressful.
And one of our waitresses was Russian. So she was looking for... She was like, Raj! And I thought she was on about Rach, my sister. And I'm like... I was like, Rachel's at the bar. Rachel's out there. And she was like, no. And she was shouting. And everyone, you could see all the customers walk by. They're like, Nadine, what are you doing in there? And I was like, I have no idea. I don't know.
What was the restaurant called?
She wanted, it was called Nadine's Irish Must.
But what did you actually have to cook that
I
night?
I had to cook everything that everybody ordered. Steak, chips, salmon, salads, steak sandwiches.
Right.
I had to do a full service.
This is outrageous. How is this the first time we're only hearing about this?
A full service.
I would have...
But you know what I couldn't
do? Oh my God, we should have got Gordon Ramsay down.
Well, everyone was slammed and jammed. Rachel, like everyone was working. But what I couldn't do, you know the huge bag of fryers?
Yeah.
I didn't have the strength. I didn't have the strength. Like I literally was like crumbling at the weight. So we had to have Jorge, one of our dishwashers, come in and do the fryers.
God bless Jorge.
It was wild.
I was frazzled, obviously.
So when did you
stop?
Nadine's Irish Mist.
Yeah.
Good name.
They done it. They surprised me. I was off doing something in London. Then I came back and they surprised me that that's what it was. And they'd had it engraved in glass on the window so I couldn't go back. I said, why would you call it that? Why?
Oh, no.
It was always called the Irish Mist. They just were.
I'm fine.
Because my family and all were over there. Like my mom, dad, both sisters, nieces, nephews.
Jesse, this is delicious.
This is so nice, Jesse. No, it's amazing.
Mine's dry. I'm sorry.
Mine is insane as well.
Do you want some more?
I will have
so good.
What are you feeling about touring? Because I can imagine that you had so much fun when you used to tour. Were you quite naughty on tour? Would you go out after a gig?
In the early days, we did, definitely. Yeah.
But it becomes quite... I mean, I'm so boring. I kind of steam... But I think you have to be. If you want to get on stage,
well,
you want to do the shows.
You know your capacity. I had one night where I went out the night before a show. Mm-hmm. And then I think it was maybe Belfast. And I knew then it would never happen again.
Like, what happened?
Oh my good God. Trying to do a 2-hour show, high energy, like what we used to do. I just knew it was the worst decision of my life.
As well, isn't it? When you're putting out so much energy with the dance routines.
It's painful.
Why do you think you've decided to do this now?
Well, we were going to do it for 20th anniversary, which was last year. So we were talking about it, obviously... the year before it would have turned 20 with Sarah. But then Sarah said, girls, I actually can't. I'm really unwell. But she was well beyond anything we could have imagined at that time. And then when we knew it was terminal, the conversation was irrelevant by then.
Exactly.
I mean, literally fell away. We didn't.
Yeah, no, there was nothing
to talk
about.
There was nothing to talk about.
Okay.
Her mum, I know that Peter's really close with her, and her mum, and I'm sure that...
her mum's so lovely.
Her mum is wonderful.
I'm sure she's really excited for you to do this. And
she
I'm sure
is.
You're going
to...
Of course you're going to... You've talked about you honouring Sarah, you know, I think it will be a big old celebration.
It's not going to be easy for her. No. It's not going to be easy for her to see us doing anything.
No.
It's so odd, the visual of it just being four
exactly.
there.
Exactly.
How
will
you
thing,
manage
so
her voice not being there?
We haven't got that far down the line in terms of creative direction and stuff like that, but in our heads. Which bits are not like touchable. There's the odd line here and there where
we can cover it, and we wouldn't even remember what we sing on those lines.
It's like literally a line or a few words, but there are also big moments that are very apparently Sarah, very iconically her.
I just don't think we could sing them. With her mum's blessing, I think we'd just rather just let her voice play. Yeah, but we haven't. This is just how I feel. Yeah. But like we're gonna have those conversations and make sure everybody's happy. But some bits, I don't know if any of us could even do it.
You've had insane sign-ups for the pre-sale.
Yeah,
it's looking like it's gonna sell out very quickly.
Yeah,
do you think you put on extra dates?
I mean, you never know. I think we just take it as it is. We're just going with it. And whatever comes next, we get a call saying, listen, guys, this is sold. Do you want to put an extra day? We'll see.
When do the tickets go on sale?
So if you're listening to this when it first comes out on the Wednesday, pre-sales are on sale now.
Mm. Yeah. Today. And then general sales are 1st of December.
So Friday. It's here, guys. Friday. It's happening.
My God.
We are.
It has been quite overwhelming, though, actually. The reaction has been really overwhelming.
It's been amazing.
You don't know what to expect. Yeah, I am surprised. Why? I don't know. It's really hard. Like, I've been out of that world for, like, over 10 years and, like, doing my own things and just, like, quite in my own little world with my kids and my whatever. And so to suddenly see, like, the power and the reaction, it is a little bit like, oh, wow. Okay, like, even my little sister text me and she was like, wow, you guys are kind of a big deal. Like, I really can't believe like the reaction I'm getting everywhere I go. And I'm like, me either, to be honest.
When you're in it as well, there's always
appreciate
side of caution. And you never really see it from the outside perspective. You can only get like take advice from your promoters and your agents and your manager, and they're all going, it's gonna be great, guys, it's gonna be massive. And you're like, is it really though? Are you sure?
Once you get that first show under your belt, maybe the anxiety, like it's that what if, what's going to happen? You do it, it will be like riding a bike, won't
the
it?
The performance is the thing I'm least worried about.
The performing and the show of it all is like the best bit.
Yeah. I think once we do rehearsals and we know what it's going to look like, what way we're going to arrive on the stage, what, you know, the set list, how we're going to work it as a four rather than as a...
Yeah.
And if that looks okay. Through,
yeah.
You know, then I think then there'll be a lot of pressure taken off.
Have you started talking to each other about the set yet?
Briefly.
Do you fall out about it? Are you in agreement?
I don't think we will. We're usually on the same page with stuff like that, aren't we? Yeah. But they're going to come over to mine one night over Christmas and we'll just get the wine and cheese and crackers out and we'll just thrash it out a little bit. But it is hard because it's like, well, you know yourself, like you've got all these hits, but the order of what you do them is like the journey that you take them on, so there's actually quite a lot of pressure.
And also when you're in a band, it's not like an indulgent experience, like you go with what is best for the band and what the fans want to see.
Yeah, totally.
That's kind of what you sacrifice when you're in a band rather than a solo artist. So what do the fans want to see? What songs do they want to hear? How do they want to see the show? Like it's led by them. That's how we put on a show. It's led by us, but we're not going to be like, oh, we're going to sacrifice, you know, one of our big hits for like someone's personal album track. No.
But your fans have grown up with you. So it's going to be people of your age, the same people that started with you.
Yeah.
A lot of people
We saw some as we left the radio station the other morning. And one guy was literally apologising for having grey hair. He was like,
this is like one of our hardcore fans. He's been at every single thing we've ever done, ever.
He was like, and I know, before you say anything, I know, I've got grey hair.
Well, which ones of you have got grey hair? I've got grey hair.
Yeah,
have you
got all
hair? Yeah, who's dyed the hair?
We do anyway, don't we? That's the thing, so you sort of don't know.
I'm nowhere near this one. I'm probably more your colour, like my natural.
Well, this is not my colour either, babe. I'm grey.
I mean, I was totally in denial. I didn't even know I had any. And then our hairdresser, Lisa, who's very much keeps it real, was like, babes, no, look, here. They're all there. I'm like... Thanks.
Can I ask, you know, you're doing the UK. Is there anywhere that you're really looking forward to eating? Is there any spots that you will, you know, on the destination that you will be like, right, I'm booking in ahead?
Well, Cheryl will have them all up for a chicken parm if they're up there, won't you?
Cheryl used to always take me to a Newcastle, Chinese in Newcastle.
Oh, yeah?
Chinese, you've Which talked one? About that before, I think.
Kwok Pao.
Kwok Pao?
Yeah. Will you be going to Kwok Pao?
Yes, it's unbeatable.
Really?
I have been to, I can't tell you how many Chinese restaurants down here.
They're not
the same.
Okay. I will take everyone for an Indian in Leeds as well, because I was brought up in Bradford, and the Indian food that you can get there is just on a whole nother level than what I've ever tasted since I've lived on here. It's amazing.
I went, it was either with you or Sarah took me to you. I think it might have been you.
Yeah, probably. Do you like a place? I like spicy food a lot.
Me too.
Me too.
Mm. That's good, do you know.
Yes, seek it
out.
Yeah,
like spicy are you a hot,
I love
are you a
spicy
hot
bird.
Too. Yeah, are you really? A hot sauce?
Yeah,
are
I can
How
it?
Did you not
yeah.
know that? I knew that.
I hate
Are you two okay?
I didn't know she was either. We
Sorry, say that again. You what?
What's the matter? What's happened?
I'm saying, how could them two are like all thinging over each other? Oh, you like spicy. I like spicy. Like we haven't been together.
We lived together for years, but we didn't know that each other really liked spicy food, which is really weird.
Because I love it. Like I'm like an
insane.
Yeah.
In, like out of all me and my family, like, I'll pass at the hot sauce.
I've got some good noodles from Kimberly. Like you know the mukbang, the samyang, the noodles, the mukbang, like the really spicy hot.
So as you can see, 21 years later, we're still learning things about each other.
It's actually really fun. I'm enjoying.
So, hon, you two live together?
Yeah,
Nadine and Kimberly.
Yeah.
And we
Who
lived,
was messy?
We lived together.
We were great.
Very good.
Living partners, but we both kind of had the same. We wanted a nice, clean house. Mm-hmm. That was the
little Cheryl and the clown. Let's talk about
you. No. There's
What's yours?
Theirs is not for.
Ours was think of university students.
What was in the fridge?
So we went to see this flat. This estate agent took us into this flat.
Zero.
We've seen so many flats in this complex.
I mean,
we
you are not the same people, by the way, sat here now. I just can't even imagine.
Oh, thank God.
That happened.
21 years later, I would really hope not.
We walked into this flat and it had a red leather sofa. It had an iron dining table. Right. And we were like, this is it. It's a bachelor pad for girls. We're in. We're having this. This is the one. It's got a balcony. We're going to be so cool with this.
Where was it?
Princess Park Manor.
Free
Isn't that miles away?
Yeah, that's where we live.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird.
Why did you live there?
It's like the record companies just throw all the new artists.
Everyone was
there.
Sugar Babes, JLS, McFly.
Did you used to have house parties?
It was amazing. Like,
so it was like your student halls?
Yes, basically. Yeah. Like so we'd all be out.
Popstar.
We were out at the same clubs, weren't we? Like every weekend. And then if you wanted to carry on, it was just like pick a flat. Like which one are we going to go back to?
Who
I mean, it was actually so fun. I think we were pretty good, weren't we? At like hosting people, we had people over quite a lot.
We did. We were very much like
carry on the party girls.
Yeah, we were under. I remember you teaching me the trick that when you want to take your makeup off in the dead of night, you know, when everybody's there, and I would just be taking it off. Kimberly's like, "No, you keep your eye makeup on and you take the other stuff off."
Oh my god!
And I was like, "Really?" Kimberly's like, "Yes."
That's amazing.
But you know, like me and Cheryl were so we were pretty much like students, and we used to come back into our hallway every day and there'd be a pack, like a big sack of letters, and I mean like a huge Christmas sack of letters, and every day we'd walk kids. Back and we'd be walking up the stairs and we'd be like, so weird, why did all them
nobody's collecting their letters.
No one's getting their letters, and when I
Somebody's
say a sack, I mean a Christmas
but
sack.
What was full. Who the letters
for? The
Inland Revenue.
We hadn't opened one. I didn't know you got post.
We were literally teenagers.
I didn't know you like got letters.
In fairness, put us in there, so you probably thought they were like sorting everything else out.
We did think that until we got like a 30 grand caravan.
Where would we have time?
I thought carriages
so
came for free.
It
was like they just show up.
Yeah.
Until our lawyer was like, "You owe 30 grand," and we did not have 30 grand to spend on carriages.
Yeah, I remember us.
Addison Lazy were like,
I was
"Do you mean we have
like,
to pay for it?
Should we get a joint account to pay all our bills out of?" Ours was so awkward.
We had a joint account. We would buy
all our food shopping, all our bills,
our decoration.
Okay. But let me ask this: if she didn't do that,
would you?
Would you have?
I wouldn't have done the joint bank account.
No. Would you have paid all your bills?
I mean, she was 16.
And
being
Do you know, I would have been definitely mature. Like, as a 16, 17 year old, I was very mature. But I did learn a lot about, but you were 21.
I was older. I was way,
so you
yeah,
had,
I was
but
older.
That, you're still young too. But you had more, and you had an older boyfriend.
Yeah.
So you, Kimberly, knew a lot about being an adult or doing adult things.
Yeah, I didn't live at home.
I'd have to say, I'd like to live with Kimberly.
So would we, to be honest, but we were down the house.
That is hysterical.
Who decided to live with who?
It was, we'd shared rooms, because it was like right after the competition, so we'd shared rooms. Kimberly and I would share a room.
Oh,
yeah, that's true. Used to share a room.
Yeah, so
Sarah
it was just like...
Sarah was in a different room, so it ended up that we went, used to went, and then Sarah had her own place.
She wanted to be on
her
own,
because it just kind of went with the assigned bedrooms that we were in that house. It kind of
was she older than you?
Same age as Kimberly. There's 3 days between us.
Oh, so you were the same. Yeah. So just a bit older than the teenagers.
Yeah, we were quite a bit. Yeah, we were
a bit
older.
Well, especially when you're 17
yeah,
and 21.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
So you were definitely, you know. And also, I was scared. I was, like, afraid to live alone. Like, what if, you know, what if a dangerous person comes knocking your door?
Terrified,
you know what I mean? It's like
shadow.
You're afraid. Mm-hmm. I went from my parents writing me notes in school to be like, Nadine doesn't have her homework and Nadine doesn't do it. Or Nadine doesn't have whatever it is, sports gear, to having like Peter Lorraine and like the record label. They don't care if my daddy writes a note. I would literally lie in bed, desperate, like thinking, like, but if he could just write me a note, this would be great. And I was like, they're not going to care.
They're not going to
write. You can
write
a novel and they're not going to give a shit.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
So I don't know how we're going to make the Last Supper work with you four.
I think they have one turn each, darling.
Okay.
What's the Last Supper?
You're going to go
Cheryl's
to a desert.
Done this before.
You've done this. I don't know how, why you're asking, Cheryl. You've done it before.
You'll have to remind us.
Okay. You're going to a desert. Oh. I think maybe it was Death Row.
I can tell you what
it
was.
Changed
it. That's
it
was your mum's roast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And my key lime pie that I made.
Oh, yeah, you
love
that. But
it.
She was just being, maybe she'll make the try.
Yeah,
the travel.
She might.
Okay, so you're going to a desert island. You're about to have none of your comforts, your favourite things. And so your last supper before you go. Nicola, what's your starter going to be?
It's going to be a burrata.
Oh, yeah.
The Londoner actually do the most exquisite burrata. It's got like slices of orange. Drizzled in something, it's delicious.
Okay.
That would be my starter. My main would be a roast dinner with plenty of gravy.
You're looking at me like I didn't give you the gravy.
Because
I'm really sorry. It wasn't appropriate.
But would you eat meat on that occasion?
I probably would not.
Even if it's your last supper?
So you'd have a nut roast?
Nicola, go on.
Okay, I might have roast beef with extra fat.
Oh,
oh
my
yes.
God!
You
remember
see?
She used to like the fat.
How what? Do you go from liking the fat to not even
like
eating meat?
That's very
but cooked very, very well done,
isn't it?
And then my dessert would be
extra fat. You know,
those really.
It's extreme.
So juicy.
It's literally like one way to the other.
Those really cheap profiteroles, you know, the cheap
the
ones.
Would, yes, yeah. Love them from the
like
shops.
The cream inside, not the posh ones that are like baked. Yeah, it would be that.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. So
that's
decisive.
Good. Yeah, very decisive.
Okay, Cheryl.
Yes.
Is it still going to be your mum's roast?
Yes.
Okay, what's your starter going to be?
Oh, God. Actually, it would be more like Christmas dinner.
Okay. Yeah.
Me mum's Christmas dinner.
That is up there.
That's a good one.
I'm going with that with you. I'm going to go with Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
How can you beat Christmas dinner with absolutely everything on it?
Yeah.
Like, you wait all year for that.
Yeah.
I would do Korean barbecue.
Oh, because you used to live in LA.
I would have Korean barbecue. I would have it all marinated, all your meats marinated, all like your side dishes marinated, and then have your little like your grill in front of you. And I would have just like all of the things grilled, all your vegetables, and then you put all your dipping sauces.
That's what I like.
A nice kimchi. I love kimchi. Kimchi with everything. Like if I do like scrambled eggs or toast, or then I'll put kimchi with it. So good for you.
Is this because you lived in LA and the Korean barbecue is amazing? I'm presuming that's where you kind of were introduced to it, maybe?
Do you see, I am just big into food. So if I watch whenever I was a kid and me and my best friend from home, he's big into food as well, and then we would see an ingredient that we'd never heard of before, I would make it my business. We would make it our business, and my mommy would give us money to go and buy these new ingredients that we'd never had before.
God, so we would go
and go, yeah. And then we would come on and she would like give us the kitchen, and then we could cook. And then it was fine because she would let us cook and we could cook for her and her friends and stuff that were having a good time. So me and Rashi were in the kitchen from we were no age. So any food that I didn't know, I'd have to go find it. So I needed to know what kimchi was. I'd heard too much about it. I need to know.
You would literally try anything.
Anything. I would go with anything just to give it a go.
That's quite unusual, I feel like, being brought up in Ireland and like the food that you eat there. Like it's quite cool that you were like so open to trying everything.
Frog's legs, oysters.
She would try it.
Yeah. Anaya loves. Do you know San Moritz in Soho? The fondue place.
Yeah.
That they do the frog's legs on there.
Mm. Oh, I've only been to the parties downstairs.
Wow. That's an eclectic taste. Try out the frog's legs. So Anaya doesn't really like cheese.
You are going to Soho for frog's legs.
Not for the fondue. So you got to do. You'll start with the frog's legs, and then you'll move on to the fondue. But then you'll also get like the meat pot, where it's like the where you can cook your meat in like the boiling broth,
like an entrecote or something. No,
just like dip your. It's they do like a boiling
like
broth,
like a meat fondue,
yeah, but with the broth, and then you do your thing, and then they change it to a chocolate. They put egg on it, so they make your broth like a soup.
You're quite fabulous.
And then they do a chocolate fondue at the end.
Do you think fondue's going to make a comeback?
I hope so. I mean, it does or it doesn't.
I do as well.
I am a fan.
Okay, so I'm just wondering, okay, so we're doing Korean barbecue. Are we having a starter? Are we having a frog's legs
is the starter,
yeah,
I think.
At the San Moritz Club.
That's from San Moritz. Yeah, that's really, really nice. And frog legs are lovely. They're a really good starter. And Anaya loves it. We had to take my mom and dad for them because Anaya, my little girl, is really adventurous with food as well, which is great. We were like the two like gal pals just like taking on the world, trying out all the food. She loves that, but she doesn't like cheese. She doesn't like cheese.
Yeah, what at all?
At all. Well, she likes melted cheese, like on pizza.
That's like my son.
Cole doesn't like cheese. Same way. I think he either do or don't.
So she'll have pizza.
She'll eat the melted cheese on pizza. But if you try to like give her a cheese and ham sandwich, she would like
no.
She wouldn't. She wouldn't house a baby bell. But some frog's legs, she'd be down for that.
Crikey.
Are you going to have any requests on your tour catering?
Spaghetti. I'm obsessed with spaghetti. We shot our commercial right by where my favourite spaghetti is from.
What's your favourite spaghetti?
It's the Pomodoro from Osterio Basilico in Notting Hill. And I got straight on the delivery of my favourite spaghetti Pomodoro.
My own.
And I had to write on the bag, do not eat, do not bin this bag, while I went for my takes.
Jessie, what sort of food do you eat before you go on stage? Because we've not done it for a while.
I've learned the hard way that I have to have at least 3 hours before performance.
1,000%.
You've got to work all of that out.
Otherwise, you're burping.
Yeah.
And it's horrendous.
It's awful. I don't do dairy.
Yeah.
I don't do tomatoes, spice. It's so boring.
There isn't much.
It's so boring. And then you feel like you're basically Marcus Rashford because you're like an athlete eating chicken and rice and steamed veg. It's so boring. You can't have anything. And actually, the tour catering, they were the garlic is a no-go.
No, because they
it makes you burp.
No,
repeating.
I always found that tour catering does not cater for the
They don't cater for the orders.
Right, you see, I always had...
And maybe that's
fair enough. But then you just have to ask specifically. Yeah. So yeah, I always had any form of potato. Like, I'd be like, it's so Irish of me, but it's true. But like, so if you're not making any, we'll have like a little thing of mash or a baked potato or chips. Like, you knock yourselves out. As long as it's a potato of some sort of company and whatever. So they would all, and I always, mash is my particular favorite. So they'd always have a wee pot of mash going on the side, like specifically for me.
They
and then you're good. It's mild.
Time,
you're like, you're
plain.
Plain.
You get your carbohydrate.
You get, you're ready to go. You're...
The idea of doing mash before a gig is wild to me.
Deliveroo.com, because seriously, or Just Eat.
Are the Girls Aloud Girls the new Just Eat advert? They don't. That was about to be announced.
I don't care. Oh, they don't cater for us, they cater for the crew. Yeah. And that's fine.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that is fine. There's so much
truckers,
more. There's so many more of them.
No, there's a trucker crew dinner. Absolute. When am I going to go do 2-hour stage in Elliotard? I don't know.
We used to get corned beef and beetroot sandwiches.
Corned beef and beetroot. Wow.
Delish. Don't knock until you've tried.
I won't.
I think it will
Would
be
you
done.
Still, why, for old time's sake, do you think you'll be having that corned beef and
beetroot
sandwich?
I mean, it wouldn't be what I choose now.
I'm not claiming that.
She's on a mash.
If it was the same
Mate.
Should we have some pudding?
Yes, please.
Jessie, have you got any glass bowls?
I do have four, so the girls can
Right.
What have you made, Mum?
It's quince and white chocolate trifle. So who knows
I
what
like
it's going to be like.
I like white chocolate a lot.
Me
too.
It's white chocolate on the top. Jess, give me, if you give me your glass bowl.
Orange juice.
It's the stuff you have with cheese. Usually you have
with
embryos.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know, they'll make
jelly.
Quince jelly usually with them.
Oh God, right. It's very firm.
Do you know what? I actually prefer that, though.
Thank you.
Do you think, what do you think? It's because a friend gave me some quinces.
It's quite refreshing.
Yeah, it should be quite sharp.
Yeah, I prefer
do you like
that
it?
Too sweet, to be honest.
What do you think? You're not keen? She's not keen.
What are you not keen about?
I'm not that
quince,
much of
probably.
A dessert person.
The only thing, I think the lady's fingers aren't... Okay, I'm not saying anything that I'm about.
Never, ever let me do something and not have a little
I clip. Think the taste's really nice. I just think the lady's fingers aren't soaked enough.
I think it tastes amazing.
There was masses of liquid on it. I would not use lady's fingers again.
No.
Oh, it's delicious.
That's really yummy.
There is a delicious kick to it.
I think the toasted
it's a toasted nut.
I really appreciate a texture.
Well, I like the quince. It was only a way of using the quinces up.
Quite a good way to do it.
But I think you're right. I'm not keen on the lady's fingers.
No, they feel stale. And that's not your fault.
Jess.
Jessica,
what?
They're not
Cheryl. So rude.
Cheryl, you literally just went, not sure about it.
That's
and
true.
Now you're digging me out. Thank you very much, lady. Before we put you back in a cab for 3.5 hours, can you all give me a nostalgic taste from, it doesn't have to be from the Girls Aloud era, a nostalgic taste that can take you back somewhere so vividly. Go on, Cheryl. Come on.
It's either going to be Anglo Hubba Bubba's.
What are Anglo Hubba Bubba's?
There's chewing gum.
Yeah, I know what Hubba Bubba is. What's an Anglo one? An English one?
I don't know. That's just what the name of the brand, maybe.
Do you know what an Anglo Hubba Bubba is? What flavour?
Anglo-Saxon Hubba
Bubba. It's the day. Really nostalgic.
Like... Bubblegum, but it's like a childhood thing. We always had them.
Where would you get them from? The
corner shop.
The corner
sweet shop. That's them. That's exactly them. That's my childhood in a wrapper.
I don't know.
Do you?
Oh, they are called Anglo. They're not Hubba Bubblers, babe. They're called Hubbly Bubbly, aren't they? Or what?
Bubbly.
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 Wherever you want that.
You said Hubba Bubba, babe.
And then remember the really old fashioned cola cubes.
Yeah.
In the centre was chewy.
Chewy, yeah.
My dad used to call me that. That's my nickname in my family, Cola Cube.
Aww. Is that why you're a little
cola? Yeah. Cola Cube.
I always wondered that.
My dad would be like, Cola Cube! What, right. Dad?
Did you love them?
Nicola.
Because
my name to be Nicola, not Nicola.
But how do you dictate that? It's the same spelling, right?
Yeah.
Pronunciation.
It's So that means you'd spend your whole life going,
it's Nicola. Not Nicola. Yeah. It's Nicola. Although when I go to America, they go, Nicola in Starbucks.
They're calling
Nicola.
Like, it's worked.
Yeah. Kimberly, have you got a nostalgic taste for me?
I'm going to go with hot pot. Now, stick with me. I was like one of four. And you know when you're like trying to feed a lot of kids and money is tight. It's hot. Have you ever had hot pot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so with the corned beef and the potatoes.
Okay, no, you make it with corned beef.
No, I haven't. You make it with corned beef, but you don't have a lot of money.
Corned beef hash.
But it's basically like a corned beef hash-ish, in Yorkshire or Bradford, where I come from, it's called hot pot. Mm. And I don't know, like, if I was to taste that now, I would literally be transported back to the first house
we
I ever lived
Diane
in.
Should get Diane to make us some?
I would say she would still make it the same way, to be honest. Yeah. I mean,
And you get parasites?
Oh. Yeah.
Nicola, live a little with
Nicola! No, Nicola, stop it!
Do all your parents feel like these are their children as well? Like their godparents to your... So does your mum... Cheryl, does your mum know all the girls and think they're like her?
Yeah. They're all of
so
our,
everyone's
like,
invested. The whole family's
other.
Invested in everyone,
Like each of our brothers is like kind of a brother-ish.
They watched
Like we all... Yeah, exactly. Like we were always in the club with Kimberly's brother or Gary's brother.
It was pretty much
around.
A group thing. Like we didn't go out separately. Like we'd finish work, but we'd all still go out together. So
we
all
didn't
of our
know
friends,
anybody else. It took so long to like know anybody else.
No, but you had
you had your friends
home.
Over
at home, but in London, you know. Yeah. So then if it was like then if we had friends coming over, then it would be like your.
But we'd still all be together. It'd just be a bigger group.
So that's melted white chocolate in the cream. Do you like that?
Amazing, yeah.
Cheryl, for somebody that said they weren't sure, you're finishing your bowl.
I think you'll find whatever that thing is I've left. That's
you
the
don't
bit.
Like
that's
the quince.
That's what
Oh, is it the quince?
But it's the quince she doesn't like.
This? No,
but
I'm not
actually, I think
it
would work well with raspberries, that.
Mm. The cream's delish.
Mm. Or Swiss roll
and
with
the nuts,
white chocolate on the top.
Peach?
Yeah. Do you think peach? Yeah.
Like a peach, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peach would be delicious.
Nadine.
Oh my God, a nostalgic flavour.
Yeah, nostalgic flavour.
I mean, I feel like I just pick up new flavours all the time. Like I have.
You've got a staple one from your childhood.
A staple from my childhood.
She likes kimchi, darling.
No.
I know.
Not sure about her palate.
I know.
What was the stew that you always used to make?
My mummy's stew.
Irish stew.
My mommy makes
it
the same
like
way.
I know it's whatever, but it was like specific, wasn't it, with the dumplings? Even
with the meatballs. Well, she'll do it with the meatballs, but she doesn't like, she doesn't like. So my mommy will cook her meatballs. My mommy's not a fan of cooking everything in the one pot, although she is. So if she's making a stew, the onions will be done separate to the meatballs, the potatoes are done separate to the carrots, where I'm like, whack it all in and put it all together. She'll like isolate all of her flavors. So that is a very clean... No fat transfer, no like a very clean. So maybe that my mommy's cooking, but my mommy is, you know, my mommy's in the house. My mommy will be cooking dinner tonight, so it's less nostalgic and it's more on the present. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's more when I think about nostalgic things, I'm like, I don't know.
All right, what's a girl's allowed nostalgic drink from when you were younger?
Red Bull.
Oh, Red God. Bull. With what?
No, it wasn't. I drank it once and it was at night time and I had no idea. I'd seen the adverts. Kimberly and I loved together and the tour manager had it in the back of the car and I was like, I'm thirsty. Cracked open a Red Bull at 10 o'clock at night, you know, like not knowing until I'm on and I'm like trying to brush my teeth, like shaking. And I was like, Kimberly, Kimberly, if I could really die, something's happened. Shouldn't have drank that Red Bull. I told you you shouldn't have had that. I had no idea.
No. So yeah, maybe Red Bull.
Oh,
bubblegum
shots.
Bubblegum
shots. Do you remember the bubblegum
shots?
Oh yeah. They used to hand us the bottle to go like this?
There was a club called Trap, Propaganda, then Trap. And when it all went a little bit, you know, to the next level, the guy who ran it would come round with a litre bottle of bubblegum tasting shot. Disgusting. We have no idea to this day what was in that. We have no idea. And we would all partake in this. And could you imagine if somebody passed
it? Did it taste like Hubba Bubba?
Yes, it tasted exactly.
And they would go round like
Anglo bubbly.
Yeah.
And like COVID wise,
literally passing it round each other.
Westlife were there.
Like, I remember, like, they wild? All sorts of people
they
being
fun.
There.
They were really fun. They were really fun on a night out.
They were actually really fun.
Who was the best band to go out with that we could do go as hard as Girls Allow?
They were up there. Westlife? Yeah. They were
really? Probably,
yeah.
Flying with Wings.
At the tape. Because we had the same tour.
Is that with Roman Keating?
No, that's Boyzone.
Okay. So who was
the same? We had the same.
The blonde one.
You know,
the cute blonde one. Yeah.
Mar. Nicola, we haven't got your nostalgic taste.
My nostalgic taste.
Microwaved bacon.
Stop, Cheryl. No, my nostalgic taste is actually stuffing. So when I was a kid, my nan stuffing. Used to take all the women in the family used to go to church on a Sunday. And then the whole family would go back to my nan's house after church. All the guys would be in the lounge. They didn't go to church. They were all watching the football. So in the lounge, they'd be screaming, no, God, such aggression coming from the lounge, and my nan would be in the kitchen cooking the roast, and she'd make this amazing stuffing. And then when everybody had their bit, she used to let me sit and eat out of the bowl. So I used to love peeling the hard
crispy bits. The crispy bits are the best bits.
And I'd be like, Nan, please can I get the bowl again at the end? And she'd be like, yes, love. Aww. And I used to sit with the bowl.
That's very, very cute.
That is, it's a lovely one.
Yeah.
Girls Aloud. It has been a total pleasure having you here. It is so wonderful to see four inspiring, brilliant, warm, honest women that are having, hopefully, the time of their lives. You're about to go on tour. You're going to sell it all out. You are so loved by everybody. And we just wish you... Oh, fuck off.
And we wish you
all the best with the tour. You're going to smack it.
Jessie,
we can't wait.
And can we come?
Absolutely.
Front row.
Only if you bring trifle without Lady Finn.
Okay.
Or Quince.
I will, I promise.
The sound of
the underground.
Four Girls Aloud voices: Nadine, Kimberly, Nicola, and Cheryl. Girls Aloud have just been in New Cross and had their opinions on the meal and eaten a lot.
Jessie,
and
I
been
just...
brilliant and generous and funny and just so
warm and open.
Honestly,
but Jessie,
national treasures.
To me, they look the same. They don't look like they've aged a minute. I promise you.
They're beautiful, wonderful, inspiring women. And I can't wait to see them on tour.
Yeah.
The idea of Nadine doing your steak sandwich.
Yeah. And I think if you complained, she'd have thrown it at you.
Also the fact that Nadine has variations of potato before she goes on stage. I'm not going to try that one. Cheryl's on Deliveroo.
Okay.
Nicola's on the pH levels. And Kimberly, I think... Kimberly just has a Mackey D's, doesn't she? I love them. I love them. They're brilliant.
They're all lovely.
They're so wonderful. They were so fun. Some of them have been in the car for 3 hours and they just got right into it. And we had a lovely, lovely afternoon together.
Yeah.
And thank you so much to Girls Aloud for coming on the podcast.
I do feel like I know them a little bit.
Absolutely.
I feel I'm invested.
Oh, we're fully invested.
Yeah.
The pre-sale is on sale now, Wednesday the 29th of November. General sale, 1st of December. I don't know how many of you are going to get to general sale.
Snooze, you lose.
Thank you, Girls Aloud. Mum, I thought the trifle was really interesting.
No.
No, I liked it.
Listen, you have got a horrible trait of being critical.
But I'm not being critical of you. I'm being critical of the recipe.
No, but there's always a little something.
But Mum.
Do I ever do that to you?
No, you were very kind about my dry chicken.
It wasn't dry. It was fine.
Okay, thanks, Mum. I think that... Right. Whose recipe is it?
Right, for a start, let me tell you something.
Your hummus was great.
Piss off, it wasn't hummus. It was tahini and
parmesan
dip.
They robbed it. I didn't even get a bloody taste of it.
It was so delicious. I'd do that as a little canopy. For a start, I had quinces from our darling Judith Ish Horowitz from her tree, and she gives them to me every year. The fact that they've sustained about 6 weeks...
Have we just given Girls Aloud food poisoning?
No. Right, okay. They weren't cooked, so they've been outside in a bag.
Oh, God.
Hold on a sec.
Only the best for our girls.
I was looking for recipes for quince.
Yeah.
And I found a recipe for quince and white chocolate trifle.
Yeah.
And I thought it, the topping I thought was brilliant.
Raspberry works with white chocolate.
Yeah.
Nicola thinks peach.
I think raspberry would be better because I think it naturally goes with white chocolate. But I thought that topping was fantastic.
Thank you so much for listening. Thank you to Girls Aloud, and we'll see you next week.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.